60 seconds away from your shock caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. But before we get into that, what do you do when that midnight food craving hits? You could reach for some baby carrots or a handful of almonds or eat a raw onion. You could do that.
Gross. Sounds good.
More than likely, you're not eating that stuff. You grab some Cocoa Puffs or some cereal or something sugary. Mm-hmm. And recently a survey found more than half Americans consider ice cream the ultimate late-night snack.
Oh, it is, though!
The problem is that all the fat and sugar right before bedtime is actually terrible for getting a good night's sleep. Not to mention for your digestion. Hurts your stomach. That's why one company is changing the midnight snack game, and they've created a sleep-friendly ice cream called Night Food.
Okay.
What?
I think they're lying to us, but I don't care. Oh, I can be lied to.
Yeah. Each pint of Night Food ice cream has a balance of fiber, protein, and significantly less sugar, I guess.
Huh.
Plus, the ice cream has been infused with special enzymes that they say aid in sleep and reduce acid reflux to help lull you into a deep, restful sleep.
But
so
is it like
a sleeping ice cream.
Okay, but here's the thing. Is it like that low-fat, low-calorie ice cream that they say, this tastes amazing, and it doesn't. It tastes like crap.
Probably. Currently, Night Food comes in 8 flavors that are all designed to make you tired. For example, Cherry Eclipse is one of their flavors. It uses a lot of melatonin in it, I guess. Other flavors that they use, one's called Cocamine.
Okay.
Chocamine or something like that. Apparently, it tastes like the real thing, but it doesn't have caffeine in
it. This is perfect for the kids. It's bedtime, everybody. Get your ice cream.
Bedtime ice cream.
No one even knows why they're tired.
Now I can stop putting the NyQuil in my kids' ice cream that I've usually been doing.
Yeah. So now you can eat a pint of ice cream every night before bed, and it will actually help you sleep.
Yay!
Or you can just keep doing it the old-fashioned way, some whiskey and some Ambien or something like that. You know, whatever you want to do. All right, let's get into the shock caller question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come in studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock collar today. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. Text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? Brooke has drawn a name out of the hat because she had the shock collar last. And who'd you get?
Of course, myself.
Oh!
Okay. Grabbing the shock collar while she puts that on. Jeff, please read Brooke the shock collar question of the day.
When you think of the most popular sports in America, you think of football, basketball, baseball, hockey, tennis, NASCAR, soccer, but somewhere way, way, way down the list is fencing. If you've ever seen a fencing match, then you may have noticed that instead of having elaborate, colorful uniforms like most modern sports, all of the athletes wear plain white outfits. It's actually been that way ever since the sport was first created over 100 years ago. At that time, the uniforms were designed with the color white for one very specific and important reason, and that tradition still carries on to this day. Why do fencing players traditionally wear white outfits?
I have a couple ideas here. Okay. One, I feel like I always just figured that they wore white so that if they accidentally got stabbed, you could see where the wound mark was.
Oh, yeah. I didn't think of that, but
that's what I was thinking too.
That makes sense. Yeah.
So you could easily, he's bleeding now or she's bleeding now. Like, we should probably stop. Another reason, though, maybe not because of them, but because of other people. Like, you wouldn't want to get them mixed up with soldiers, right? So, like, you wouldn't want to come, like, think that they were actually fighting.
Oh,
that,
got
that
it.
It's a game. So it's like a white signal surrender.
It's not a real
white
duel.
Signals, yeah.
Got it.
That they're not actually going to kill each other and you don't need to go in and assist
intervene.
Anybody. Yeah. That would be a bad mistake.
Really good ideas.
Thanks, Jose.
I was just thinking it was so you could see where you touched the guy, the mark. Like, you know,
Do they put chalk at the end of it?
They may, I don't know, but I know it's a scoring system. So if you hit the head, it's worth a certain amount. If you hit the torso, it's worth a certain amount.
Oh, that's
not bad.
So I just
thought for scoring.
Read the question one more time.
If you've ever seen a fencing match, then you may have noticed that instead of having elaborate, colorful uniforms, all the athletes wear plain white outfits. It's actually been that way ever since the sport was first created over 100 years ago. At the time, uniforms were designed with the color white for one specific reason. What is it?
I like that idea, Jose. Where like maybe the end of the fencing tip was colored so that you could see where you...
Like the dot or something.
Right, there's like blue chalk at the end of it. Mm-hmm. Like a pool stick.
Yeah. On an eight ball around the
wheel. I'm realizing I know nothing about fencing.
Me neither. Yeah.
It's not one of the most popular sports for a reason.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
I think I like Jose's thing, but I think I'm going to go with my gut and say it's to see if you were wounded.
If you've ever seen a fencing competition, you may have noticed all the athletes wear traditional white uniforms, and there's a specific reason for that. Back when the sport was first created, they didn't have the luxury of today's electronic scoring equipment.
Oh.
Instead,
Jose.
Judges had to see the hits or touches of the weapon using their naked eye. So to help them, the tips of weapons used to have a wad of cotton soaked in blue ink.
Oh.
And whenever a fencer made contact with the opponent, the blue would show up on that bright white uniform.
Oh, my gosh, Jose. I had no idea.
I honestly didn't either, but that was really good.
You got it wrong, and so we want to hear Jesse's Girl by Rick Springfield. So you sing that before you get shot.
She's watching them with those eyes. And she's loving them with that body. I just know it. Yeah, and he's holding her hand in his arms late at night. You know that I wish I had Jesse's Girl. I wish that I had Jesse's Girl. Where can I?
All right. Your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes. Brooke and Jewel in the morning.